Manu Patra alerts dated the 5th of November 2018. Uttarakhand High Court has directed the Haridwar Municipal Corporation to provide 100 changing rooms and construct 300 toilets at Har Ki Paudi area and other major ghats of River Ganga. Bombay High Court has refused to stay construction of the proposed Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj Memorial and observed that the project is a policy decision taken by the state. Supreme Court has held that the only prerequisite for an arbitration agreement is that it should be in writing, and it cannot be said that in all cases, an arbitration agreement needs to be signed. Delhi High Court has directed India-based e-commerce site Davez.com to make sure that each item put up for sale on its site is genuine after a suit of trademark infringement was filed by luxury brand Christian Louboutin claiming the website was selling impaired or counterfeit goods in its name. Delhi High Court has refused to entertain a plea for allowing entry of women of all ages at temples, mosques and Zoroastrian fire temples and observe that none of the temples mentioned in the petition is within the territorial jurisdiction of this court. Delhi High Court has asked the Enforcement Directorate, ED, why it was not arresting former Himachal Pradesh Chief Minister Virbhadr Singh in connection with a multi-crore money laundering case, when the agency was opposing bail granted to a businessman in the matter. Delhi High Court has granted bail to Gangun Ashish Pandey, who was arrested for brandishing gun in a hotel. Madras High Court has observed that appearing for a Maoist is not a crime, and if a Maoist accused of an offence seeks the professional assistance of a lawyer, it is his duty to defend. Allahabad High Court has asked the Uttar Pradesh government if it has installed CCTV cameras to monitor police stations in the state and how personnel behave with visitors and victims. Kerala High Court has called upon the state police to bring out a good practice guide for digital evidence to tackle cyber crimes and also to impart training to police officers to tackle the criminal misuse of current and emerging technologies.